conscience of an honest public servant. My first exposure to high finance and politics came in the late 1950s and early 60s, when I sold cattle and ranches to wealthy people who needed tax shelters. When the Internal Revenue Service tried to do away with the tax shelter benefits in 1960, I joined forces with the National Cattlemen's Association to try to protect the subsidy. At a House Ways and Means Committee hearing, I recall arguing before Representative Wilbur Mills, the powerful committee chairman, that reducing this tax benefit would result in farmers producing fewer breeding cattle, which in turn would raise beef prices and irreparably harm America's consumers. In retrospect, it was a specious argument. But I learned that one of the Washington lobbyists' most common tools is to cloak business benefits in the garb of some supposed public good, and was always alert for it thereafter. My life changed dramatically when one of the prospects I called upon, M. Peter Schweitzer, then a top official of Kimberly-Clark, said to me, "Arthur, if you can sell cows, chances are you'd be good at selling stock." He told me his son-in-law, Arthur Carter, was starting up a brokerage firm with a group of friends and that they were looking for suitable partners. I met with Carter and signed on with his tiny firm. My partners were Carter, today the owner of the New York Observer newspaper,